Chapter 1. Martha Rigby had been sitting at the kitchen table since Robert left for work. The girls, who'd taken to their new school with such ease it almost seemed pointed, had set off before either parent was awake. There were boxes everywhere, furniture still stacked in corners, gas and electricity readings jotted down on a pad in front of her waiting to be registered, a to-do list lying unticked beside it. She knew she should stand up, make a start on things. The radio played on, and the light through the grubby windows grew brighter. She looked around the room and felt a profound sense of detachment. The idea of doing anything was so exhausting that the only reason she could think to stand was to go back to bed. Oscar snored by the back door. She'd have to get up eventually, if only to let him out to do his business. Her distorted reflection glinted in the oven door. The old her, the real her, would never have let it get to this. Maybe she should take the tablets Dr. Morton had prescribed. There was no shame in it. Most people who'd been through what she'd been through would have been knocking them back well before now. Dr. Morton had made that very clear. But Martha took pride in her willpower. She'd had her wisdom teeth out last June without so much as a painkiller. In fact, the last time she took paracetamol was 4 years ago, and she'd only allowed herself that indulgence because it was the morning after her blowout 40th birthday party. Martha didn't take drugs unless entirely necessary. If her body had something to tell her, she wanted to be able to hear it. But then, this wasn't a toothache or a hangover she was dealing with, to put it mildly. The radio jingle went for the 11 o'clock news. She could have sworn the 10 o'clock bulletin had just ended. She'd hear the headlines, see if anything had happened beyond these walls in the past hour, and then she'd stand up. Hospital bed shortage, no deal Brexit a possibility, calls for improved sex education, Irish accent voted sexiest in the world. The male Irish accent, she noted. No mention of its female counterpart. Presumably this was what Sinead meant when she said the patriarchy was always at work. And we're working for it, Mum, she'd insisted the previous evening, before Robert told her pubic hair was not a suitable topic for dinner table conversation. That just set her off again. Her father's views were a domestic iteration of the institutionalized subjugation of women's bodies. Robert gave up then and went back to his microwave lasagna. Martha hoped this new school would be as good as the last. Both her girls had loved their old place. Sinead had been chair of the debating team and had just been made editor of the paper, despite only being in fifth year when she was yanked out of her old life and shoved into this one. And with that, Martha's mind was off, rushing down the M7, fleeing their new life, heading back to their old one. But she caught herself just before the Limerick exit. She redirected her attention to the radio. Was that really news, though? About the Irish accent? An international poll conducted by some travel company you'd never heard of, and verified by nobody. Martha thought of all the terrible things that happened in the world and never made the news. She wouldn't have wanted their ordeal broadcast on national airwaves, the local papers picking up on it was bad enough, though Robert hadn't minded at all. Yet it was amazing how there'd never been a question of it. Nobody had considered such an event worthy of 20 seconds of radio coverage, not when matters as important as orgasmic accents needed the nation's attention. What had been on the news the day it happened? She thought and thought, but she couldn't remember. Perhaps she was doing a better job of blocking it out than she realised. She'd leave the tablets for another while, so. The bulletin ended, the weather was reported, and Martha continued to stare out the kitchen window into a garden so overgrown the weeds were practically coming in to get her. The old woman who'd lived here before had gone into hospital with pneumonia and never come out. The place had